Chappie Takani joins us for a corridor. He has been the interim CEO at Ōranga Tamariki, but now has been confirmed for the job that I guess some see as one of the more challenging jobs in Aotearoa. It's great to have Chappie Takani joining us for a corridor. Nei rā te mihi kia koe, Chappie. Thanks for your time. A warm welcome once again. Tēnā koe. Well, Chappie, you've got the big gig in the firing line. Some would say the poison chalice. Either way, you've got plenty of experience here to take forward, Chappie Takani. Thank you for joining us. You happy enough to be in the big gig with one of the more challenged agencies over the last couple of years, Chappie?
Yeah. More than a tatai. I'm proud to be appointed to the role. I mean, having been in it for a year now, I'm completely aware of the challenges and complexities that come with the job. But I'm also really motivated to make progress going forward. We've done a lot over the year. I can see lots of opportunities to build on. I do want to acknowledge, though, all of our kaimahi, our partners, our relations, our caregivers who do the hard mahi every day. What's been clear to me in the year I've been doing the role, which is why I'm so grateful to be given the opportunity to serve our people, is the absolute commitment from everybody trying to do their best by our kaimahi and whānau and our tamariki every day.
We know it's one of the most challenging, and when a tamaiti is injured or sadly even killed, which happens, a lot of fingers are immediately pointed at an organisation that has responsibility for caring for those in the most vulnerable of circumstances. Let's talk a little about what expectations you have. I note that many of the staff, perhaps even all of them, there's an expectation to have undertaken some cultural training. Is this going to continue? And how will you gauge whether or not this cultural support or training or, you know, reignition, how will you know it's been successful? Talk with us about that training expectation, please, Chappie.
Yeah, a couple of things. My first up expectation for Ōranga Tamariki is that we are a high-performing, highly trusted statutory agency, that we do our core job really well. That's my expectation, and that's what I see we do over the year. I know we've got lots of room to improve. I know that. I'm clear about that to Ōranga Tamariki. That's what the public expect of us, that we do our core job really well. A second expectation from me is that I want our staff to and our kaimahi to think of the tamariki that they're working with love and affection. Commit to give them everything they can. And if we keep our tamariki and our whānau at the centre of the mahi that we do, I know we'll be successful. What's also important is building and strengthening our cultural capability inside Ōranga Tamariki. We've been doing that for a year now with Tūmaia program, which comes from the vision of Tāwhiri Gardner, his absolute commitment to work with the three whare wānanga to deliver this program to Ōranga Tamariki to strengthen our cultural capability inside the organisation. We've had over a cohort of 500 staff do it. We'll continue to do that program. It's been, in my words, and the feedback I've had from our kaimahi, absolutely transformational for them and the mahi that they do.
Tēnā koe. Can we get some assurances, Chappie, or is it too early for you in this confirmed role? You know, not one more pepe to be uplifted. The placements must have whakapapa prioritised. You can go with those two?
Well, in terms of uplifted, my kōrero on this is very clear. Our job is to keep tamariki safe. And we have that role with a lot of other agencies, but also our whānau in our community. We can't do that on our own. There will be times where Ōranga Tamariki has to use its powers. For me, it's the last resort, not the first resort. But to get to that point, we have to do this in partnership. We can't do our mahi. We will never be successful on our own. we all have a role to play across all the agencies, but also in our whānau and our communities. I know Oranga Tamariki is at its best over the year I've been acting in the CE when we solve problems by working outside ourselves, looking to our partners, asking for help, building those relationships. I've seen many examples over the year where we've done that and it's been incredibly successful. I know that's when we're going to be at our best.
You're in the firing line, Chappie. You know that. If there is a misstep, they'll be, you know, heading for where the buck stops, and that's, you know, on your desk. Are you ready for that? Because I know everyone who's taken the chair have been well-meaning, but some say that you know, an organisation is run top-down, and so I don't know if that's the way you see this. You're right in the firing line is what I'm getting at here, Chappie. You okay with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I come into the role this year being in the firing line, but I'm absolutely aware that's the job, and actually that's what the public expect of the leader in this job, and I'm absolutely okay with that. The piece for me has been really clear that we, Oranga Tamariki, we're not alone in some of the challenges that we face. For us to be really successful with our tamariki and our whānau, we cannot do this on our own. We have to work in partnership with our communities, and that's what the government's asked of Oranga Tamariki with its future direction plan. So they've set their plan in place. My job's to implement it. At the core of that plan is shifting decision-making and resources closer to our whānau, hapū, iwi and communities, and strengthening our organisation and our core. And that's what I'm accountable for.
Tēnā koe. You'll, as a result of the confirmed position, Chappie, you know, develop a larger media profile. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but in some ways you've been sort of slightly in the background rather than, you know, front and centre in one of the most important gigs in town. So, you know, obviously wishing you well, Chappie, with that mahi going forward. As far as a sort of leadership style, you mentioned Woody Gardner there, but there are others as well. Whose style has impressed you or influenced the way you roll as a business leader, Chappie? Whose leadership style do you warm to?
Well, there's been many for me, Dale. I mean, obviously, my mum has been the core of me, Jackie Tikani. So that's where leadership in my household started. And then, of course, most recently, in terms of my management experience, you couldn't look far past Tawhiti Gardner in terms of the epitome of what, in my view, the benchmark is for a senior Māori public servant leader, of which we all want to aspire towards. And then prior to Tawhiti, working for the Public Service Commissioner, Peter Hughes, and between both of them, I've developed, learned, and honed many skills that bring me to this role.
All the best for the mahi. Looking forward to working with you too, Chappie. And, you know, when we make inquiries about Oranga Tamariki, it's not all negative. I know it's a very difficult organisation to run, and there will be missteps. They're not personal criticisms of the CEO, far from it, but you know, we do feel obliged to go and get comment from the, you know, whoever's in the top chair. And that's you, Mr. Tikani. Have a decent sort of summer break, but not for too long, because I know the mahi ahead is very important. All the best to you and yours, Chappie. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Good.
Me kwe hoki e hoa. Chappie Tikani. He mentioned...